In the United States, the cleanup is in full swing after this week's deadly tornado in Oklahoma. 24 people died, including 9 children, when the monster twister flattened suburban areas of Oklahoma City, sending debris more than 150 kilometres away. The storm was rated an E5, the strongest category of tornado, but it's been a late start to the storm season in the United States, and because of that, one professor of meteorology is predicting more tornadoes before the end of June. Martin Cudahy has the story.
Tornadoes are indiscriminate. Plaza Towers Elementary School was right in the path of the storm. 7 students died. 8-year-old Kyle Davis was one of them. His mother is Mickey Dixon Davis.
You know, you cry and cry and cry, and then you feel like you're crying and there's no tears going, but you feel like they're going, and it's just something I never, ever thought in my life that we would have to go through.
Plaza Towers was built in the 1960s and due for replacement or upgrade sometime in the next decade. For Mickey Dixon Davis, that's too late.
I know the schools did what they thought they could do, but with us living in Oklahoma, tornado shelters should be in every school. There should be a place that if this ever happened again during school, that kids can get to a safe place, that we don't have to sit there and go through rubble and may not ever find what we're looking for.
Oklahoma State politician Joe Dorman is proposing a $500 million state bond to pay for more school shelters. John Snow is a professor of meteorology at the University of Oklahoma. He says the Midwest is not adequately equipped to protect people from such severe storms.
Evidence suggests that we could do a better job. On the other hand, we have done a remarkably better job than we were doing, say, 3 or 4 decades ago. So the trick is now more of a social problem of getting people to make the right decisions.
You said that it was a social problem there. How do you change someone's mindset and convince them that they're not taking the appropriate precautions?
There's, first of all, education. Just raising people's awareness that there are things that they can do, that they're not powerless, that they can take responsibility for their lives and make appropriate investments when they build a new house or retrofit an old house.
I know that in North Queensland here in Australia, because of the threat of cyclones, that there is a different set of building rules, building standards enforced to ensure that structures can withstand these winds that are 200-300 kilometres an hour. Is it the same, particularly in Oklahoma, where it seems that there are so many of these storms?
We do have some building standards that directly bear on safety of the structures, but they apply basically to building new structures. And older homes, older buildings, don't have to be brought up to meet the new codes unless you do a major renovation.
Professor Snow says until recently, the tornado season had been unusually quiet.
There was some discussion that we were headed for a record year in the sense of no tornadoes. And that all changed very abruptly in the last week or so.
Because it has been a late start to the season, would that indicate that perhaps it will linger for a bit longer?
That's a possibility, and indeed there are people discussing that point, the research staff, right now. Winter lingered long this year, and so that's one of the reasons we didn't get a lot of severe convection across the Great Plains. We were still having near-freezing temperatures right up until the end of April. So a lot of things are seasonally running a little bit behind. So it'll be interesting to see how June plays out.
Is it your expectation, then, that there will be more storms to come?
I think it's pretty clear there's going to be more storms to come. Whether they will reach the intensity levels that we've seen in the last few days, I certainly hope not. But can't discount that possibility.
Professor John Snow, ending that report by Martin Cudahy, and there'll be a longer version of that interview on our website shortly.